Part 7. The Discovery. Tito took advantage of Jimbo's absence once the foreman took Tina back to her house. He had left him in charge, and Tito wasn't going to waste it. He was going to run a quick errand and instructed the girls to keep them in hard while he was gone. There was a special treat for them if they were able to do it. Cindy and Sandy kneeled in front of a couple of the men each, massaging their large adult penises in front of them, trying to keep the men hard. The two young children knew that there was more to come, even though they couldn't imagine what, especially the way Tito had left, not really telling anyone what he was up to. Sandy sat back on her ankles, reaching up and stroking Ernie's fat, short pee-pee, and she was playing with Tony's balls. She had started to remember their names and also knew that if she was nice to them, they wouldn't hurt her. "Tell me you like my cock," Tony said. "Tell me you want to suck it."
"I want to suck your cock, mister,"
Sandy said, knowing all too well what those words meant. Not 2 hours ago, she wouldn't have known, but now she did.
"I love your cock. It's so hard," she said, trying not to sound scared. They didn't like it when she did sound like she meant what she was saying, and she knew it would hurt unless they believed her.
"Did you like sucking on your sister?" Jason asked Cindy, and she rubbed his balls and put a small finger up inside his butthole.
"Yes, mister, it was fun," Cindy said.
She wasn't quite as good as Sandy, and she got a slap for it. "Mean it, you cunt. Try it again. Tell me what it was like to eat out your sister," Jason said.
Her cheeks still stinging from the blow, she replied, "It tasted good. I really liked putting my tongue up inside her pee-pee," she whimpered. "It was fun."
"That's better," Jason said, and the hand that struck her not 2 seconds earlier was now stroking top of her head and the side of her face. "I want to see that again," he said as he bent over and picked the child up and put her on one of the chairs. Like a rag doll, he positioned her, lifting her legs and placing them on the arms of the chair, exposing her cotton ass to the rest of the room. "What's your sister's name?" he asked.
"Sandy," the young girl replied.
"Call her over. Tell her to eat you," Jason commanded.
"Sandy," she called out, and her twin turned her head, distracting herself from the dual hand jobs that she was performing. "The men want you to come over here and eat me," she said, and felt a smack on the back of her head. The young girl sobbed.
"No, you stupid cunt. You want it."
"Please, Sandy, please come eat me. I want it," she corrected, hoping not to get struck again.
After the first few seconds passed, she knew she was safe. That was what the men wanted.
"Please eat me, Sandy. Eat my little pee hole," the young child said.
Sandy got up and went over to her sister and settled down between her legs. She had seen her sister naked on many occasions. They often bathed together and changed clothes together, but until today, she had never seen between her sister's legs, and she had only kissed her sister quickly on the lips. Now she looked between her twin's legs and saw her privates. The two openings that she had down there, her pee hole and her butthole, were both a little open, and there was still some residue blood and other stuff from the men and all the time they had spent with them. "Spread your lips, Cindy. Make your cunt nice and pretty for her," the man said over to her left. It wasn't Jason this time. She didn't know what this man's name was, but he was leaning up against the tape, slowly stroking his big thing in his hands, his eyes planted between her legs.
She moved her hands down there and opened her pee hole up so everyone could see inside. She felt the air inside her, and it was a little cool, but it was okay.
"What do you say?" the voice asked again.
"Lick me, Sandy, please," the 6-year-old said, and she watched as her twin leaned forward and put her tongue in. She felt it warm and soft slip into her, and it was weird. It wasn't painful like the men had been, but Cindy knew that this wasn't good. Her sister should be doing this to her, but she had to, or these men would hurt them again. One of the men, Cindy thought his name was Ernie, knelt between her legs too, and he pointed at her down there, giving her sister instructions.
"Lick there," the man said, and put his finger on her right near the top of her pee hole. As soon as his fingers pressed down, Cindy felt a shock. It was like he had pressed a button on her, and it touched a nerve in her brain. She couldn't help but gasp. And then her sister's tongue touched her there, and it was even better. But it was wrong. These men were making them do this, but it did feel good.
"Yes," she said, not knowing if she meant it or not. "Right there, Sandy. Right there. Lick it right there." It did feel really nice, and Cindy felt it get really warm down there. Not the kind of warm from before, where the men had rubbed her really rough and made it hurt. But this was a good kind of warm. It started like a glow, and it moved all over her down there. The men stepped closer, and they kept stroking their things, and Cindy felt that it scared her. So she closed her eyes and thought about the way her sister was licking her and the way her tongue felt touching that little button. And then she got the warm feeling back, and it was feeling good again. She started whispering to her sister, almost thinking out to her twin to not stop, make her feel good. It took the pain away to lick her like that. Cindy knew sometimes that if she thought really hard, Sandy could hear her. And so she thought as hard as she ever did for her sister to keep licking her, to not stop, to keep her warm. Sandy could taste the men on her sister's pee hole, and she could taste the blood. But after a little while, she could taste something else. It was something different. And she knew that she was helping her sister feel better. She was making her sister feel good after so much pain, and it seemed to make her feel really good when she licked that little hard place, just like the man had shown her. So she licked that again and again, and when her tongue got tired, she would put her mouth on it and suck it, and she knew her sister liked it. She tasted another juice, this one coming from deep inside her twin, and it was joined by a thought that she knew it was good. Sandy felt that her sister was thought-talking to her and telling her to keep going. She had stopped talking nasty for the men, but they didn't seem to mind. They didn't hurt them. They must like the way this looked. Seeing one young girl do this to her twin must make them happy, because they all got closer and stood around. So Sandy closed her eyes and concentrated on licking faster on her sister's little button, sucking harder when her tongue got tired. After a few minutes had passed, Cindy felt it start to get really tight down there, almost like she had to pee, but she didn't. Her sister kept licking and sucking away really fast, and Cindy felt like it was a little wave deep inside her, so deep inside. But it was coming closer. It was getting bigger. Cindy thought it was like when she was at the beach with her family, and they would play in the waves. She thought she could hear the roar of the waves, but knew that was silly. but it was like a wave, and it was building and getting stronger, and then it got really tight, and then it broke inside her, and her eyes flew open, and she felt everything explode all over her in her vision, and between her ears, and between her legs where her sister kept licking, and it was yummy, like a fresh cookie is yummy, and warm in her belly like nice hot chocolate, but it was so much better. Sandy heard her sister gasp and start to move out of control, and the thoughts kept coming to not stop and keep going and how good it felt. Sandy licked faster and sucked more and kept working on that little bump on her sister's pee-pee. And then her sister yelled out and her legs straightened and she could taste something all over, and it was so strong and it was sharp, kind of like how the men tasted when they shot their stuff. But this was much sweeter, and it was coming out of her sister, but it wasn't pee. It was good, and Sandy licked at it and tried to suck more out, and Sandy gasped again, and Sandy knew that she was helping her sister feel good. The young child's first orgasm pushed the men standing around to the edge. The closest one leaned in, stroking his cock over her moaning face, with her eyes closed and unloaded on it. A large drop of cum squeezed out and plopped right down on her right cheek, soon followed by one that dropped onto her nose and another right into her mouth. Cindy felt the warm drops on her face, but she was miles away with her sister licking down there. She couldn't care at this point. She was far gone, and they could do whatever they want, as long as her twin kept licking her. The next man stepped in, standing directly behind her, and shot onto her forehead, making a little pool of cum that ran in a river down the bridge of her nose and onto her cheek, as another man stepped into the side and shot onto the child's left cheek. A watery, diluted orgasm that sprayed over a wide area, giving the side of her face a coating of semen that reflected in the light. Cindy continued to pant as a fourth man stepped up behind her sister, straddling her back, and shot his cum right onto her belly. She felt it run down in little rivers while Sandy continued to lick her. Sandy knew what the men were doing, but the way she was making her sister feel was more important. She tasted the man's juices run down between her twin's legs and didn't care. She kept sucking and licking and making Cindy feel good. Ernie, who was still kneeling to the side of the girl stroking his cock, partially stood up as his orgasm approached and shot several streams of cum onto the preteen's spread thighs and watched the jizz streak down. Some of it got on Sandy's hand, where it was placed on the inner thigh of her sister, keeping her legs open and allowing her mouth to have access to her little pee hole and the little bump in front of her. Every time a bit of the men's juices would get near her sister's pee hole, Sandy would lick frantically, trying to keep it out of there, away from her twin's happy button. If she had to suck a large dollop onto her mouth and swallow it quickly, then that was what she did. She was determined to keep her sister's pussy all to herself. One by one, the men walked up and shot their cum, mostly load after load, onto Cindy's face until the eyes of the young child were little pools of cum and rivers of male ejaculate ran down the little girl's face. Her mouth was filled every time she swallowed or spit some out. Another cock would step in to fill her preteen mouth with another hot load. Her lips, cheeks, and neck and chest were also coated, glistening in the light as the earlier loads started to dry, giving a slightly yellow hue to the fresh cum as it mixed on their bodies. Men who couldn't make it to the girl's face deposited their loads on her sister's back and in her hair and on her butt until both girls were covered with a sheen of cum and sweat. After the last man had shot off and Sandy's jaw got too tired, Cindy closed her legs and slid down and embraced her sister, both girls very sticky and slippery with countless loads of adult semen coating their bodies. They cuddled for a second, unmindful of the men surrounding them, breathing heavy, resting for the moment. Cindy tried looking at her sister and couldn't open her eyes. Sandy reached up and wiped the residue juices from her sister's eyes, causing fresh rivers of cum to run down the child's face. The girl opened her eyes, her eyelashes pulling at each other, the semen making a perverse kind of glue. As soon as her eyes were open, the twins looked at each other and knew. Whatever else happened today, they had discovered something that they would never forget.